Heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu ve'akulam. Heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu ve'akulam. Salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam, salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam. Heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu ve'akulam. Heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu ve'akulam. Salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam, salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam, salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam. Heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu ve'akulam. Heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu, heavenu shalom aleinu ve'akulam. Salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam, salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam, salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam, salam aleinu ve'akul ha'olam. Salam, salam. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Today is Saturday, the 15th of April, 2023, on the Roman Gregorian calendar and on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Most High God's calendar, which is also the biblical calendar. Today is Nisan 24, also known as Aviv 24. Aviv means spring. Hallelujah. Let's read Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Today's Shabbat. That song that I just sang is similar to the one I sang in the previous audio. It says, we bring you peace, we bring you peace, we bring you peace. Then it says, salam. Salam is an Arabic word meaning peace. Aleinu, we bring salam. Aleinu, we bring you peace, basically. We bring you peace. That's what that song is all about. So Shabbat is the day that is the root of every week. It's the foundation of every week. It's the crown of every week. It's the day that marks the separation between light and darkness, between peace and war, and various other things that I've now forgotten. Hallelujah. But yes, I want us to read Colossians 4, 6 to 8, because it's part of what the Shabbat speaks of. It speaks of, let your speech be always with grace, chen, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Hallelujah. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Hallelujah. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. So this is another scripture that, you know, when we are beginning to celebrate the Shabbat, we are meant to read as a declaration over the Shabbat. Hallelujah. When we're doing the Holy Communion on Friday and we are welcoming the bride called Shabbat, Lecha Dodi, we are to read several scriptures or recite several scriptures as a declaration. One of them, I personally agree that we should add Colossians 4:6, but also Genesis 2:1-3. We tend to read Exodus 28:11 and various other scriptures. Another Shabbat psalm is 92. So let's read Matthew 5:13-16, which says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thence good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Hallelujah. "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Thus the light shining for me. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Thus the light shining for me. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Thus the light shining for me. You are the light of the world. Amen, amen, amen. In Yahushua's name, Apostle Paul Oshawol speaks severally on the issue of peace throughout his messages. In the New Covenant or the New Testament, we see him constantly greet with a greeting of peace. Hallelujah. We also see him teaching us to love our enemies the Lord's way. Hallelujah. To treat our enemies the Lord's way, which he says that if we do good to them, it's like we are heaping burning coals upon their head, and that will bring sense into them to do the right thing. Hopefully, though some end up not doing the right thing, but eventually they do realize that they were doing the wrong thing. Hallelujah. So remember that we've just completed week one of the Omer count. Today is day two of week two of the Omer count. So today is day nine of the Omer count. Day nine. And so, yeah, Nisan 24 or Aviv, if you follow the Hebrew calendar, you will know that Nisan 24 will always be the ninth day of the Omer count. The Omer count doesn't change, the days don't change, they're the same every year on the Hebrew calendar. They only change when we are following the Roman Gregorian calendar, but on the Hebrew calendar, they are the same. So, I was going to say something regarding that, but now it skipped my mind. But yes, I think I was trying to link to the fact that the first week was the week of love, and the main scripture there is 1 Corinthians 13, and 1 John also tells us that if we have no love, then we cannot be sons of Yah, sons of the Father, because his stepo, his main outstanding sign is love. And Shabbat, which is Saturday, speaks of love. Hallelujah. I also forgot to say in the previous audio that, as we have shared before, the last day of the Jericho march during the time of Joshua or Yahushua the son of Nun was a Shabbat, Saturday, the weekly Sabbath. Therefore, everything that they received as spoil from the war against the people of Jericho was called anathema, because it was holy unto Yah, because it was received on Shabbat, it was acquired on Shabbat. It also means that Rahab and her family were anathema. They were part of the spoil that was obtained from Jericho during the war of Jericho. Therefore, that's how Rahab became sanctified unto Yahweh and became the wife of Joshua or Yahushua the son of Nun, and bore children who later became priests. So within her lineage we have got priests, and her lineage, it can be traced all the way to Yahushua HaMashiach, the son of the Most High God, Yah. Hallelujah. So Rahab is a crucial person in the Bible, in the Holy Biblical Scriptures. She started prostitution at age 5, which is the time when the Israelites were crossing the Sea of Reeds. And then 40 years later, she was rescued by Joshua or Yahushua the son of Nun and the other two spies, which are Phinehas and Caleb, and she became anathema, holy spoil from the battle of Jericho. Now the other thing I need to point out is, close to the time that she was rescued, or rescued from Jericho, she started to change her life. Remember that the 40 years cloaked when Israel crossed the river Jordan. So she, I don't know, somehow the Lord started to transform her life at that point in time. And she was ready to live holy as Yah is holy and follow the Torah of Israel, that of Yah that is given to Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Rahab is someone to remember with regards to the Battle of Jericho. She's more than, little is spoken of her in the Holy Biblical Scriptures in Joshua, but there's so much more to know concerning her. And if only we dig deeper, for example, in the legends of the Jews, we will know more about her. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Shabbat is a beautiful day to observe the peace and the love of Yahweh, which is to flow into the rest of the days. So I wish to read Psalm 92 quickly, because I need to go and attend to my children. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord Yahweh, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I would triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord Yahweh, how great are thy works! And thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. Horn represents strength. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine enemies shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that are be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord Yahweh is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him. Amen and amen and amen in Yahushua's name. My main focus is the last three or four verses from verse 12 to 15. The main one, once again, being the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And in verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord Yahweh shall flourish in the courts of our God. Verse 14, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. 15, to show that the Lord Yahweh is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So this scripture is crucial to know because it's a prophetic declaration over the people of Yah on a weekly basis. Remember, Shabbat is the day to declare blessings of Yahweh over our lives. Hallelujah. We declare various blessings over ourselves in our homes, with the father being the leader. But if the father is not around, the mother can do that. Hallelujah. So we declare different blessings on this Friday. We declare different blessings on the Saturday. It's a day of declarations. This is why we must be careful the manner in which we use our mouths on Shabbat. Be very careful what you say over yourself, over your children, over your business, over things that you do generally, over your life. Be careful what you say. Stop saying things like stupid or foolish, or, you know, unless you have a lazy in your heart to say someone is foolish, don't be quick to use such words, because this is the seventh day of the week, the day on which things are perfect. Perfection everywhere by the grace of Yah. And because it is a day of perfection, this is why in the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach, we are going to see that on Shabbat we need not worry about cooking, about lighting fires to keep warm, to have a bath, you know, to... We're not supposed to be bothered by working, by sweating to survive, you know. You know, Shabbat is the one day of the week that we are meant to keep holy in various ways. Hallelujah. So, there's so much to learn about the Sabbath. And by the grace of Yah, we learn new things all the time. If, you know, if we are able to uphold Yah's commandments properly, we will see various miracles happening in our lives, such as manna falling like it does in Angola. Hallelujah. So we're supposed to prepare our food before the Sabbath and avoid having to be running around doing various things. I know it's not always possible or easy because we have children sometimes, but we are to try and make an effort, and this is why there is something called Preparation Day. Now, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I just want to say that every scripture Yahweh says has to be fulfilled, and it has been fulfilled over the years. What comes to mind now is the fact that when Moshe entered into Pharaoh's courtyards to, tell him to let my people go, as Yahweh had instructed him, Moshe and Aaron, the description that was given of Moshe by the people in the courtyard was he looked like a right, both of them, him and Aaron, looked like the righteous. They look like the palm tree and the cedar in Lebanon. Even their beard was described. The light of Yah was emitting from them. The fire of Yah was coming out of their mouths. Hallelujah. 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 In fact, as soon as they entered, everybody that was the secretary of the Pharaoh that was writing the letters of on behalf of Pharaoh to send out to the various countries in the world, in the 70 nations, they were responsible for writing the 70 languages, letters in 70 languages. They all got up and bowed down, prostrated before Moses and Aaron. It's amazing. Even the lions crouched before Moses, Moshe and Aaron, like dogs. And it's only Pharaoh and Balaam and Jannes and Jambres that were ready to just stand up against Moshe and Aaron and challenge them as though they are nothing, and even bring out their magic to act as though they have similar power to that of Yahweh. And interestingly, Pharaoh had some people search the books of the gods of the world, and they said that the name of Yahweh was not in any of the books. So because of that, they could not acknowledge Yahweh as God or even do his bidding. So it's good to know the details of what happened. And yeah, the main reason of me sharing all that was that Moses and Moshe and Aaron were described as palm trees. They were flourishing like palm trees and cedars in Lebanon. Hallelujah. I also wish to share, since we're in Passover season and it's coming to an end, it's also worth noting that when Moshe and Aaron arrived at Pharaoh's court, it was so difficult to gain access because Pharaoh had built so much security around him, brethren. He had two lions at the entrance, which had to be removed by a particular person. He had, 300 soldiers or 60 soldiers or something like that. He had so much security, it wasn't easy to gain access. And also the very day on which Moshe went there, and Moshe and Aaron went there to appear to him, was Pharaoh's birthday. So there were various people who were trying to get into Pharaoh's courtyard to wish him a happy birthday, and he wasn't just granting access anyhow. He was very selective in how he was letting them into his courtyards. Many people had to wait outside before they could see Pharaoh. Now, when Moshe and Aaron said they want to go in, the person that was messenger for the Pharaoh went in and told Pharaoh, two old men want to see you. Pharaoh said, no, do not give them access. But Yahweh did a miracle, brethren. Angel Gabriel appeared and led Moshe and Aaron into the courtyard past the two lions while all the soldiers were standing there and they couldn't even fight them. And when they entered, Pharaoh wondered how they gained access and wanted to kill his soldiers. And Moshe, and Aaron said that the manner in which they gained access was supernatural. Then Pharaoh said that they need to leave his presence or they are going to be killed. Now Yahweh allowed Moshe and Aaron to just leave without saying what they needed to say. And then they went back the same day. And once again, they refused to grant them access. But Yahweh gave them supernatural entrance into Pharaoh's courtyard. And then at that point, they were able to speak, explain why. And this time Pharaoh wondered why again, how they gained access. Are they magicians? And they explained, and Pharaoh understood. It had to happen twice for it to be made clear that Yahweh had a hand in it. Hallelujah. Now, this audio is coming to an end. I wish to just continue and then complete the message I want to share, but I'm thinking let me stop here and then I'll continue with the next audio, in during which I'll talk about today's major main message. So Shabbat Shalom, brethren.